In addition to voting for president this November, Floridians will have the opportunity to vote on several proposed amendments to the state's constitution. One of them, Amendment 5, is also called the Tax Swap Amendment because it would reduce the property taxes of Floridians in favor of increased sales taxes and other taxes. State Senator Dave Ehrenberg is a Democrat from Green Acres in southeast Florida. Senator Ehrenberg said he opposes Amendment 5.
The amendment eliminates the school's portion of your property taxes, which comes out to about 30% of your property tax bill. It'll cut about anywhere between $9 to $12 billion from our state budget, and it replaces it with a one-penny sales tax increase, which will provide about $3 to $4 billion into our budget. So the remaining amount, which is anywhere between $6 to $9 million, has to be made up, according to the amendment. It has to be made up with tax increases elsewhere.
The tax swap amendment calls for an elimination of a tax called the Required Local Effort, or RLE, in the 2010-2011 year. RLE is a property tax used to pay for public schools. Andy Ford is president of the Florida Education Association, which opposes Amendment 5.
Yeah, so swap would really mean that it would be even, and it's not. When you cut your property taxes by 25% and you add in a 1 cent increase in the sales tax, there's still a hole there that hasn't been filled. And what they've done is allowed the legislature to come up with ways to fill that hole. We have no faith that the legislature will come up with a plan that would do that, because they have the ability to do that today. And actually, we wouldn't have had the $1 billion cut in this school year's budget if the legislature had looked at the same things that the amendment would then allow them to do. I have very little faith in the Florida legislature to fund public schools. Their behavior over the last decade has been to do things on the cheap. And what we're seeing here is an opportunity to further cut the budget.
Former Senate President John McKay was a member of the Florida Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, or TBRC. He is a main proponent of the tax swap amendment because, he says, it would result in a tremendous economic stimulus.
The commission went around the state and held hearings. The number one complaint that we heard from Floridians was the high level of property taxes. They are burdensome, to say the least, not only on individuals but also on businesses. And they were all those folks that came before us were crying out for property tax relief, and this amendment will accomplish it. It'll cut property taxes by 25 to 45%, depending on where you live, and it can be funded by the elimination of special interest tax exemptions.
Senator Ehrenberg said that increasing the state sales tax by 1% would not make up the revenue gap lost in property taxes.
No, it wouldn't. I'm all for reviewing sales tax exemptions. I think that's a good idea. I think a lot of these exemptions were just passed by because someone had a good lobbyist. I mean, how else can you explain a sales tax exemption for ostrich feed? That was passed because it was a gift to the outgoing longtime legislator from North Florida who wanted to retire as an ostrich farmer. There's a sales tax exemption for luxury skyboxes. Someone had a good lobbyist. So we need to review them, and we need to keep the ones that are good for the economy and good for people, which is, the exemption for food and the exemption for medicine.
John McKay said that if eliminated, sales tax exemptions could add up to about $34 billion in revenue, which means he disagrees with opponents who say the sales tax would have to be increased.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. That is a possibility, because we gave the in the amendment, there's a menu of options that the legislature can select from to replace the required local effort, that portion of the property taxes that will be eliminated. They may levy up to a penny sales tax. They can get rid of special interest tax exemptions.
There are three ways a proposed amendment can be placed on the ballot. One way, like the property tax cut known as Amendment 1 on last January's presidential primary ballot, is for it to be placed there by the state legislature. Another way is by gathering petitions, such as the proposed amendment banning gay marriage that will appear as Amendment 2 on this November's ballot. The tax swap and six other amendments were placed on November's ballot in a third manner by the TBRC. Dominic Calabro is the president and CEO of Florida Tax Watch, a tax research and advocacy organization that opposes Amendment 5.
We're going to get rid of a wealth tax, and we're going to replace it with what's likely to be a sales tax increase, whether it's an increase in the rate or to some degree an attempt to increase the base by forcing a square peg in a round hole. This is an extremely dangerous and peculiar time to be doing this because our state economy is still declining right now. We are not growing, and so we're in the middle of not even the middle. We don't know whether we'll reach the middle yet of a recession.
Florida's constitution requires that the TBRC be assembled every 20 years in order to examine the budget, revenue, tax, and expenditure processes of the state. Florida Tax Watch's Calabro said that a TBRC analysis said that Amendment 5, if passed, could cost Florida 60,000 jobs.
The proponents are going to say, no, it's going to be a big boon. People want to buy more land. Well, we've seen that Amendment 1, back passed in January of 2008, has not lived up to its expectations just yet, largely because real estate is still under such turmoil, and the real estate prices are so depressed that people don't want to sell and move into another home. Likewise, this just adds a lot more uncertainty, and the people who will benefit are going to be generally wealthier businesses, wealthier foreigners who own a lot of land, or companies, large companies that own a lot of land in Florida.
Amendment 5, the tax swap amendment, will appear on the November 4th general election ballot. A link to the full text of the amendment can be found in our news archive at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.